Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Not on the block. We are on the old school show.
And new school. Well, not
really. Yeah, not really.
Kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really.
It is. We are here.
Something like that.
Filling in right now for DP and Jay. Jay will be here. But right now, we've been talking about. What have we been talking about?
Contenders and pretenders.
Contenders
and pretenders. We're going to learn a lot about that.
We went a little bit through the NBA contenders and pretenders, but we're going to cross over now and talk a little bit about the NFL potential contender. There's a lot of games, I think, right now this week, Nate, that will give us – I mean, we've already kind of watched it, but I think a lot of these games this weekend is going to tell us a lot about pretending and who's contending. It's gonna shape out, and let's talk about a few of them. I mean, look, when I look at it, this coming up, games like this, I think are gonna be important. Obviously, the Bills got it done, 9-3 right now, big win over the Patriots, 24-10 on Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Good game out of Stephon Diggs, 7 for 92 and a TD.
I was playing him in fantasy, Strick.
Yeah, got it done. This game, no. That's all pretending is Steelers Falcons. We're not even worried about. But the Falcons, watch yourself now. The Falcons may have a shot. They may have
somehow, some way.
It's
oh,
crazy.
My goodness gracious.
They're still in it with a 5-7 record.
Nonsense.
Saturday and the Colts are going up against the Cowboys. Let's talk about it now. Saturday has the capabilities at times to kind of throw some wrinkles out there and possibly get the Colts. I still think the Colts are dangerous. I think they've just kind of been going up and down and not knowing if they want to go with Eller, if they want to go with Ryan.
It's a mess.
They've got, you know, one of the best running backs in the league right now.
Right.
They're just still trying to find out who they are and their identity. So, but here's the thing. I'm going to throw it at you. Are the Cowboys pretenders or contenders?
This is probably...
I'm talking about the long haul. I'm not talking about just squeaking
right.
in.
So actual Super Bowl contenders. This is the most fascinating one you can ask me, Strick, because I look at their past three games. They had that loss to Green Bay, and Green Bay, that's one of their four wins. They lose that one in overtime. Cowboys are heavy favorites in that one. Then they travel to Minnesota, beat the absolute hell out of Kirk Cousins and the Vikings, 40-3. And then they play the Giants on Thanksgiving and really dominated that game from start to finish. The final score ends up being a little bit tighter than it really was, 28-20. I know you're not going to like it because I know you love your Cowboys or you don't love your Cowboys, but I think they're legit. I think if the Cowboys, I'm going to say contenders, and I'm going to say this. With the looming contract of Micah Parsons coming up, they're going to have to pay him. CeeDee Lamb's going to be in that discussion, too. You're going to have to pay CeeDee Lamb. Dalton Schultz is going to be in that conversation. There's going to be some guys that are going to have to get paid, and they're going to have to get paid pretty soon.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys are going to win a Super Bowl, I think it would have to happen this year.
I would have to agree. Now, here's the thing. In that, do they need Odell Beckham or do they not? Do you pass on Odell Beckham or do you bring him in? Your next games – you should hopefully beat the Colts. You've got a one in terrible in the Texans, and then you've got the Garbo Dungeons and Dragons Jaguars. You know, you've got that, and then you come and then you face the Eagles, which is that's going to tell you a lot right there. But then your final stretch is Eagles, Titans, and if you don't do your work, that Commanders game could be. Something.
Commanders are doing something, too. I think, too, do you think the Cowboys still got a shot at the one seed?
Sorry, hand the text line. Do they? 402-464-5685. I don't believe it, but do you believe it?
They have another matchup against the Eagles too, so that'll give it to you another win, them a loss.
They have to win out, bro. Because when I looked at the Eagles schedule, let's just go through it.
It is garbo.
Garbo. I said they should only lose two.
Okay, so contenders, pretenders. Eagles are pretenders. No, I'm not.
Break that down.
We can go for that right now. Look at their schedule.
Break it down.
Look at their schedule. All right. I'll actually go into the specific schedule because I don't want Eagles fans to come after me because
Lions.
Deal with an absolute
Let's go. Lions.
Lions.
Win. Barely, but they beat the brakes off the Vikings.
You beat the Vikings. Second game of the season.
Commanders.
Take that as you will. Commanders. Okay. Your team, the Garbo Jaguars. The Cardinals, who you said they might as well,
PlayStation Fever.
Kyler Murray's too busy playing Call of Duty, so that doesn't matter. You played the Cowboys, who had Cooper Rush, and you played them at home, and then you played the Steelers, and Kenny Pickett threw like 20 interceptions in that game.
One
then
in oblivion.
To the Texans, who have one of the worst offenses in the past 10 years, and then you played the Commanders and lost, and you should have lost to the Colts. With a coach that's never coached the game of football. Don't give me that.
Pretenders? So buy or sell. Buy or sell, right, Cowboys get to the number one seed.
The thing is, though, Strick, I don't know if I can buy that because you look at the Eagles' schedule. Okay, you got the Titans. That's going to be a tough matchup. The Giants are reeling.
On the road.
You play the Bears. Come on,
Garbo.
Now. They'll lose to the Cowboys, but then you end your season with the Saints and Giants again. I think the Eagles are going to have the best route to get that one seed. Am I buying them to actually contend and make it to the Super Bowl? No, I'm not. Pretenders.
Love pretender. It.
But I'll ask you, so on the flip side,
we'll break it down.
A team that they're playing, and I want to ask you this one. I want to have you break this one down, the Giants. Because we're talking about the NFC Beast. We might as well just stay in this realm. We'll stay this route. Because the Giants, I think, are the most interesting team to me. Because I was buying the Giants hard. I was buying the Giants. I was buying Danny Dimes. I was buying Saquon Barkley. I don't know about that anymore.
Saquon's about to hit 1,000 yards.
I don't know about that anymore. Yeah.
He's about to hit 1,000.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
1,000 yards. There's nothing that inspires me. Daniel Jones just doesn't inspire me.
Hey, come on.
I like him, but I don't. You know, when you're talking about contending and pretending, I just. But then you look at the other side, and I'm trying
to
figure out.
That's how the Giants have won Super Bowls, though, for what it's worth.
They have.
That's how they win
Super Bowls.
Crazy
because, yeah, Eli's not elite. So you can't spell elite
E-L-E-E-T-E-L-I.
No,
Eli.
You do not spell it that way no more. Negative.
E-E-E, Eli.
The Commanders are 6-1 in their past seven games, bro. I don't
know
how this is happening. I'm like, what's in the food? What is in the atmosphere right now? What right now is going on in the NFL that this team, I'm trying to still figure it out. I don't understand how they've got six games
in
the last
seven. I believe now I'm going to need the text line to help me out on this, 402-464-5685. As of right now, if the NFC East were to end today, every single team in the NFC East would make the playoffs.
In.
Now, I believe because now that they've expanded to a 7-team playoff opposed to a 6, this would be the first time in NFL history that all 4 teams from a division would go to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible. And here's possible. Here's the crazy thing. I thought this was a bad signing. Excuse me, at first. Terry McLaurin. I didn't think he would do what he's done.
He's
only got
too.
54 catches, but for
he's a leader.
He's approaching 1,000. I didn't think that was a winning move for them, but it's seeming that it's about to pan out for them. Their running game is basically non-existent. Are you putting it in the hands of Carson Wentz? He is, to me.
Start Heinicke. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
I like Heinicke. He's freaking got you rolling.
Heinicke's that dude. I got 2 for you because I think these are probably the most 2 interesting, and we're going to answer Cam's question in the first one. The first one I got for you is the Bengals. So the Bengals end up winning the AFC last year, just a few plays away from winning a Super Bowl. Still got Joe Burrow. Ja'Marr Chase, active this week, Strick,
back.
So he'll be back. So Cam asks us this, need y'all's opinion. What are the chances the Bengals reach the 10-win mark? They're currently at 7-4, and if you look at the standings, they're second right now in their division. These are the remainder games they have. Chiefs, Browns, at the Bucks, at the Patriots, Bills, Ravens.
Pretenders.
That's a tough schedule. I think that, for what it's worth, I think they get to the 10-win mark, but that's tough.
I don't think they get to 10.
Ooh, you don't think they get 3 more in the
schedule? I think they lose. I think they get the Browns.
Bucks.
For some reason, I think the Bucks are gonna try to make sure that they close out the way to, because it's such a terrible thing. They need to win those type of games. They got this team at home. I think they win. They probably get the Patriots. I think they lose to the Bills, and I think they lose to the Ravens.
And that would too lead them, because last year, remember, they made that run as the road team, as the wild card team, and I'm pretty sure they won the division. Never mind, I misspoke. They won the division. So this time they would be doing it on the road. They would not have home field advantage.
That's just my opinion.
In the NFL,
I just
that's
think they
tough
don't.
To do.
I don't think they do.
And it'll be interesting though. They do get Ja'Marr Chase back. Joe Mixon also back this week, so they have some guys that are going to be getting healthy. Still have some issues on the offensive line, so they'll be interesting to watch. The last one I have for you, because I think we're both going to agree on this one. We can go over this one real quick because I have the 49ers. I think are
Jimmy Jeezy.
I know. I think they're contenders. I honestly
contenders.
If you had to ask me right now, I think the 49ers win the NFC.
I think they might.
I think they do.
I think
if
they might.
If Christian McCaffrey stays healthy.
McCaffrey and with Debo and all of them, man, listen, bro.
They have weapons.
Actually like
Ayuk
them.
Is having a breakout season.
Kittle.
Yeah.
I like them, bro.
I do too.
I like their chances.
Well, we're going to stay in the NFC West, and you can break this one down a little bit because I know I kind of want to go through their schedule because, I believe in my boy Geno. Contenders or pretenders? The Seattle Seahawks. This one's the most intriguing one to me because we've seen the Seahawks at times look, as you would say, elite, but then sometimes they've looked rough. I don't really know what to expect. Right.
Let's check their schedule. Because I just don't think they can overtake the – I don't think they can overtake.
Because they have some good wins. I mean, you got to look. They blew out the Chargers.
Yes.
They got in an absolute dogfight with the Lions, 48-45, a complete shootout. Blew out the Giants, who are another playoff teams. But then you lose to the Buccaneers and the Raiders.
Exactly.
Like, you're going both ways here.
I don't even think the Rams want to play anymore. I mean, I looked at the body language of the Rams in their last game, and Jalen Ramsey and all the crew.
They're
and the
done.
Allen Robinson's out for the rest of the season too. Yeah,
Matt Stafford's missed some games. They're done.
I don't think they get.
They're
so
done.
I think this is a good chance for them to redeem themselves. I think the Panthers are absolutely. Who do they? Who,
the Panthers are garbage.
Oh my gosh, Baker Mayfield has no chance.
Well,
redemption.
You see Sam Darnold starting now.
I know he has no chance. He's done.
They've gone from. Okay, so it started Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Philip Walker, Baker Mayfield. Now they're back to Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
And that's what I'll tell Husker fans, too. And I don't want to get too in-depth with this because I don't want to – we're going to wait to see what happens. If you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you're
screwed.
Done. So done. Matt Rhule, I know it didn't work out for him, but I mean, my God, that's what you're working with? And before that, he was working with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
with,
me?
With a bum shoulder.
I mean, come on. Yeah. I mean, it's if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, you're not going to win football games. So
I think they have a chance.
They got a favorable schedule.
They got a favorable schedule, especially these next two games. I think it'll be tough for them against the 49ers and the Chiefs. I even think the Jets will give them some. Look, don't sleep on the Jets, bro. The Jets, I don't think they're
Mike White.
I just think their defense. I think they get after you on the defense.
They do get after you on the defense. And Zach Wilson, now that he's been benched, did you see Mike White threw for 3 touchdowns?
Is that sustainable? That's my issue.
I think he's better than Zach Wilson.
I agree.
I think he's better than Zach Wilson, and that's the thing to watch too, because it's tough to play in New York, and you got this guy Mike White that basically before last year not many people have heard of, and you got Zach Wilson, number 2 overall pick, pretty boy. So it'll be fun to watch. So definitely some games, some matchups too to keep in mind this weekend in the NFL. And we're gonna find out pretty soon who's contenders and who's pretenders. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman coming into the building for Old School. Stay with us.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.